Well, let's talk to somebody else about rate increases and the effect on the markets. That is Liz Young, SoFi's head of investment strategy. Liz, it's great to see you. So where are you at in terms of the number of hikes you're looking for? And I guess more importantly, for your purposes, the effect on the markets.
Well, I think that there are some voices out there that have gotten a little bit too hawkish. I'm not going to try to call an exact number because I think what's actually going to happen is that the Fed's going to move a couple times and then wait and see how it affects the markets, where the inflation readings are. And I think that some of the 5 to 7 hikes this year sound like a little bit too much. And here's why. So when you look at the 10-year Treasury, this is the thing that's really important to pay attention to. As the Fed funds rate approaches the yield on the 10-year Treasury, the market gets nervous. And you never want the Fed funds rate to go above the yield on the 10-year Treasury. And I've been saying for a little while, the Fed doesn't care about our feelings anymore. And what I mean by that is, I don't think it's going to protect us from some market volatility. Obviously, we've already seen that in January. But what the Fed does care about is the yield curve. And as it starts to hike rates, if that spread between the 2-year and the 10-year gets too narrow, or we start to approach an inversion, they're probably going to back off. So I think 5 hikes might even be a little much. 7 hikes, in my opinion, is definitely a little much.
Well, Liz, do you think the market will force the Federal Reserve to just care a little bit more about its desire just to produce strong profits and strong gains? By that, you know, do you see one more downturn in markets just to remind the Fed that perhaps they may want to go slower than they like?
Well, I think the first priority for the Fed right now is controlling inflation. And we might see a perfect world where inflation starts to cool off at the same time as they start to hike rates. And then you've got the volatility in January behind us, which even seasonally, that's a good thing. So hopefully the volatility calms down slightly as we move into spring. And if that's coupled with inflation cooling off, they won't really have to do much. It's not going to be necessarily a dovish pivot to say, okay, we don't need to be as aggressive as the market thinks we need to be. Now, I think what's important too to remember is that what they're trying to do is get the economy to a place that you can think of as cruise control, right? We keep calling it the terminal rate. We used to call it the neutral rate. But basically what they want to do is get the economy to a place where it can hum along at a comfortable level of growth and where inflation isn't something that's hindering that growth. And that's really the concern right now on their minds, that if we let inflation do what it's been doing, it would start to hinder growth too. So it's not just because we're raising rates, there shouldn't be all of this growth fear. Inflation usually means that there's healthy demand in an economy. And when you've got an economy that's 70% driven by consumption, healthy demand is really important. So I think that they're doing this at the right time. It's just left to be seen how quickly the market will let them do it and how palatable that's going to be to certain sectors.
Right. And that point that you're making on growth is an important one. And it's why usually during tightening cycles, stocks still go up because there is still that growth. I want to pick up on another point that you mentioned in a recent note, which is that earlier this year and kind of late last year, markets didn't make sense or didn't make as much sense. There's always, you can always find a little pockets of irrationality in the market. What do you make sense right now? What is sort of working as it should in the market? What relationships have reasserted themselves?
Yeah, so the point that I was making in the note was that last year, for bigger parts of the year, it didn't make sense. So you'd see these rallies in some of the high growth areas, some of the high beta tech areas, when yields were rising, and that did not make sense. So I always try to watch the patterns in the market, and you want the patterns to make sense both in the bond market and the stock market. And if something doesn't quite connect, that usually tells me that there's a dislocation, it needs to eventually correct itself. So what's happening already in 2022 is that although we've had a drawdown and we've had a move back in all the major indices, the pattern of what's happening in each sector and even each industry group makes sense. So you're seeing semiconductors get hit the hardest. And then you see things like banks do pretty well, energy do pretty well. Those are the cyclical areas of the market that either are benefiting from rising rates or are benefiting from economic expansion and a reopening. And then things that are getting hit are the more growthy areas as rates rise. And also remember, the 10-year Treasury yield rose 30 basis points very quickly to start this year. So you want to see sectors respond in a normal fashion. What that also means to me is that we had this shakeout call it whatever you want, a re-rating, a shakeout in January, and it brought us a little bit closer to reality. The S&P was trading at 22 times forward earnings before. Now we're closer to 19 times. We're still above the long-term averages. Long-term average is about 16. The five-year average is about 18. So even at 19 times, we're still trading above, which also tells me there could be more volatility to come as we approach that first hike. And remember, the Fed hasn't even moved yet. We're just doing this all on speculation.
Liz, based on what we've seen at our earnings season, do you think corporate America is justifying those valuations you just mentioned?
I think corporate America is strong right now, but when we talk about corporate America, we're generally talking about earnings. And earnings season that we're in right now is still the fourth quarter of 2021, expected to be 20% or more growth. That would be the fourth quarter in a row of more than 20% earnings growth. And that's amazing. That's great. Here's the issue. We're now used to that. We're used to hearing 20% growth, 30% growth. As we start earnings in 2022, so when we start to get Q1 2022 earnings, it's going to be much less exciting than that. Full year 2022 earnings are expected to be about 10%. Now, we know those are usually underestimated, so we might come in above 10%, maybe closer to 12 to 15%, but that's still less than what we saw in 2021. So what's going to be really important for investors to look at is to parse through each sector and each industry group and choose the best of breed in those areas, choose the companies that have pricing power. And when we say that, we mean the companies that can pass through some of these inflationary pressures and their demand won't suffer. And you want the companies that have a good cash flow position, because as borrowing money gets more expensive with rate rises, you want companies that can finance their own expansions.
Good criteria to look for in this market. Liz, thank you so much. Liz Young is head of investment strategy at SoFi. Good to see you.